Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour, celebrating our third decade of Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Brad Huskin. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm the one who created all this mayhem and perpetuated every day. Brad just joins us from time to time to help me keep it going. He's been with us now for almost 20 years, president of IES Training. He was here from within the first year of cranking this thing up. Author of Munchies for Salespeople. Also, I'm a salesman, not a PhD. There are two. One of these has got two editions. I've forgotten which one. And Munchies, I think, right?
Yep, Munchies 1, Munchies 2.
There you go. And who knows when 3 is going to come out. We're talking about retail. Trainingforretail.com. That's a new website with all the trainings there.
Exactly. That's where it's all on app.
What else we need to know?
We're up to date with the latest technology. What else do we need to know? Well, gosh, there's so many things that the people need to know. But they need to know that I believe the customer loyalty is alive and well. If in fact that they're relevant in the marketplace, and if there's somebody that somebody wants to come to. And I know when a customer goes into a retail store for the very first time, I don't think they're looking for that product because they can find the product anywhere. I think they're
looking for
a place, a person from whom to buy that product.
They're looking for a way to customers in and out, because Google's already shown them that product 150 times with the price within a nickel of the other one.
That's what I was going to say, probably cheaper than anywhere else you'd do. But sometimes that's not important. And, you know, you've heard me say this before, but value is just simply perception.
Mm-hmm.
And too often we try to make money the issue, and it's not the issue. We make it the issue when the customer really doesn't care. They just want it in a timely fashion. They want it for somebody that cares and it's going to help them in their celebration and be their friend in the industry.
Brad, that going forward now, every day that goes forward, if a person actually comes in your store, they're not just shopping. They've got to have something on their mind. Otherwise, they wouldn't be there. You know, one of the things I like to point out is that I counted all of the different back scratchers that Google, that Amazon can sell you, 143 back scratchers, different ones.
Wow.
But Amazon can't scratch one back.
Exactly.
So if somebody needs their back scratched and they come in your shop, that's telling you they don't just need a back scratcher. They need somebody to show them how to use it.
Exactly. And that's where I call this, it needs to get to back to the future retailing.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the old day where it was, you know, Bob ran the retail store on the corner and you drove 30 miles into town to pick up your supplies and whatever you needed. And he knew everybody so well that he called them by the first name. He knew their wife, knew their kids, and knew everything going on in their town and in their history. And they were relevant. They just shared in the community, and they're part of the community.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the retailer today has to get back to that to a certain degree and be part of the active community and get involved in things that are going around and understand that they've got to be relevant out in the marketplace.
And if you don't do these things, if you don't train your people, if you don't make them professionals, if you aren't ready for the technical help, if you're not becoming part of the fabric, if you're just opening your doors and existing, if you don't do these things, you will not survive. You will not be a retailer on Main Street for very long, because the money, the sheer enormity of the money that's being amassed to collect data and to collect information on everybody on the planet out there, and to manipulate that data, to manipulate people, is the enormity of that is it will take your breath away. And however people survive on Main Street against that is going to be different than the people who survived 20 years ago.
Absolutely. You got to get better. You got to get stronger. You got to get more professional. And you can't settle for mediocrity anymore. And, you know, the only good news about all these stores closing, and, you know, you heard the other day that Toys R Us is closing.
Yep.
And, you know, Finish Line, Hancock Fabric, Sports Authority, Macy's, Sears, Penney's, you know, all these people are closing doors. And the good news for the independent out there is that that tells me that there's going to be some people available.
That's right.
And we can no longer have to settle for mediocrity.
Find the, find the best.
Upgrade our staff.
And find the best. Hey, give us the websites again, please.
IASTraining.com and training4retail.com.
All right. So check it out. Hey, Brad, good job today. Come back soon. See you next time.
Will do.
Brad Huskin, ladies and gentlemen. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.